Florida Department of Citrus Executive Director Doug Ackerman discusses a possible advertising program to kick back against media comparisons of orange juice to sugary foods. The retirement of the department's marketing chief and evaluation of the department's scientific research division.
One of the things that that we wanted to address was the consistent media stories that are running out there and comparing us to sugar and really making some inaccurate and just wild statements comparing us to donuts and other sugary foods. So in looking, and I had the opportunity to attend a World Juice Conference in Cologne, Germany, and then also went to JPA in Austin, where the Juice Products Association in Austin. And it's an epidemic within juice, and it's the industry as a whole is under attack. So we took a very aggressive approach at dealing with this. We took it head on and basically, for lack of a better analogy, hit it with a sledgehammer, knowing full well that we may have to pull back on the strategy, but we wanted to really get after it as hard as we possibly could. And then, you know, sometimes it's easier to pull back than it is to get going. So we got going, and we really, our agency partners developed a very strong hit-back strategy. And in the meantime, when we were working on that strategy and we had promised the commission that we were going to present it, we had the opportunity to get in front of several of the brands. The processors had a meeting here at the DOC, and they came upstairs. And we kind of previewed this a little bit to get their feedback, knowing full well that, you know, such an aggressive stance on sugar may not be where we end up, and it may not be the smart thing to do. I mean, you definitely don't want to exacerbate an issue by stirring it up in the media more than it already is. So there has been a groundswell of us to get back to a more nutritional health benefit messaging. And, you know, we're taking a look at how best to do that and what we're going to do, realizing that we have diminishing budgets and we have increased competition, really kind of shows that we need to maximize our efforts. And as the Department of Citrus, what we want to do is make sure that we're supporting the brands. We work for the growers. The growers pay the box tax, which supports our efforts. But at the end of the day, we really need to move juice through retail channels. And the best way to do that, we think, is to work together. So we're going to have a meeting. We're going to have the marketing folks for the brands and some other folks here to really talk about how do we best come up with a strategy that works for everybody, and how does the Department of Citrus fit into that? We obviously have some skill sets and the ability to address certain things that brands can't. So we need to kind of divide that up and figure out how we're going to work best together.
Your ad agency prepared some, what we call, I think, storyboard quick ads where, for instance, I know one or two of them would have a grower in a grove saying these comparisons between orange juice and donuts and candy bars are ridiculous. What happens with these ads at the moment?
Well, there's a certain level of righteous indignation that we try to capture in what we're doing. And, you know, it was based off of a strategy of hitting this hard, hitting the sugar issue hard. That strategy may not be as valid now moving forward, or it's still a valid strategy, but it may not be what we want to execute. So what we're going to do is talk to the brands and come up with the right strategy for, you know, if it's accentuating the positive with the health benefits and nutritional aspects of it, you know, then we'll go to the tactical execution of how we best communicate that to our customers. And we backed off. I worked with Peter a little bit from the agency, from BBDO, after we got feedback from the processors, and we did two different scripts. One script was a very aggressive anti-sugar campaign. The other one was backing off, and it was more proactive, more health messaging. Now, we're certainly not going to have the tactical execution lead the strategy. We're going to work the other way around and make sure that we have a good, valid strategy, and then we'll test that with customers and make sure that our message is on target. So I think the agency did a very good job. You know, one of the things with creative is it needs to be breakthrough all the clutter that's out there in the media so that it's memorable and our customers know that it's us that did it. So I think they captured that. But as far as whether or not any of those three spots that we showed today makes it through to the final cut, we'll just kind of have to see, first of all, when we back up and we tweak the strategy and we get buy-in from the processors, represent it to the commission, then, you know, we'll have a full-fledged plan with tactics blown out.
Lee Killeen is gone, former deputy executive director. Tell us about that, and I think you're taking her spot for a while now.
Yeah, we're very thrilled for Lee and the fact that she's retiring from the Department of Citrus after many, many years of tireless dedication to the citrus industry. Lee has been, for lack of a better term, a workhorse around here and has really done a lot of fabulous things for the industry. And we're sad to see her go and wish her very well in her retirement, absolutely. And then in the meantime, you know, I've got a marketing background, and that's why the commission hired me. And I'm going to basically oversee the marketing efforts in the short run while we get the organizational chart out and figure out, you know, looking into the FDOC of the future, what do we need and how best do we structure that department to be effective? It's the same thing we're doing with all aspects of the Department of Citrus and in our marketing messaging and partnering with FDACs and the brands. You know, we've got to best utilize our dollars and realize that they may be shrinking in the next 5 years. So in planning for that, we need to make sure that our staffing we're doing the same thing along those lines with our staffing.
The Citrus Commission voted, I think, unanimously to take a look at the scientific research segment of Department of Citrus over in Lake Alfred. Tell us about that.
Well, what they did really was it's hard for some of us business folk to really understand from a scientific aspect what it is that we need out there. So we had Deb Funkhauser, the Inspector General for the department, go out there and do an analysis. And one of the things we really want to figure out is how best does what we're doing at Lake Alfred fit into the industry needs. And in order to do that, you have to get some scientists that are in the know on what we need to be doing and where we need to be going. So we can definitely have some guidance and figure out if we have the right resources to pursue that. So Dr. Harold Browning and Dr. Jackie Burns, Charlie Sims, and Muhammad Ismail are all going to be a part of that external group that goes in and kind of evaluates where we are, what we have, and then take a look at where we need to go, and then we'll make we'll reformat Lake Alfred accordingly. Make sure that we have what we need to move into the future.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.